Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year at monarch.com with code WEALTH. That's monarch.com, promo code WEALTH.
Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your market update for January 30th, 2025. So here's what we're seeing going on with mortgage rates. They didn't really move and the Federal Reserve didn't move yesterday. So now what data can we look at that might give us an idea where rates are going to go? And why are we so focused in on rates? Because that has the lock-in effect for homebuyers. That's maybe why you're watching this video right now. So let's get over to today's data. And we have two big pieces of information coming in today. We're going to go over here in a second. We have the GDP grew at a pace of 2.3%, pace in the fourth quarter, less than expected. And then right through here, fewer Americans apply for jobless benefits last week as labor market shows continued strength. So we're going to go through all this data right through here, all the data that came in today, but I'm going to do this with a little spin. Let's get over to Rick Santelli because he goes over this, basically everything we want to cover in today's report. I'm going to let Rick take that over, and then I'll give you my two cents when he's done, and then I'll give you my expectations for the next week or two. So let's get over to Rick to see what he has to say about today's news.
Yeah, about 15 seconds. You know what's noteworthy here is today's a big day. After the Fed meeting where we did nothing in terms of, we had a pause, ECB lowered, we're flirting with 4.5 and a 10 and 4.75 on a 30, and the data is hitting the wires. Let's start out with initial jobless claims, shall we? 207,000, well below the mark of 225,000 that we were looking at. 207,000 would be the smallest initial jobless claims number since the first week of the year when it was 203,000, and that was the lowest level going all the way back to February of 24. If we look at continuing claims, very fascinating. Continuing claims, 1,858,000. That's not a 34th consecutive month above 1.8 million. And something has changed. In the rearview mirror, we actually went from 1,899,000 to 1.9 million. Now, this is interesting. We haven't had a 1.9 million handle in 38 months on continuing claims. So this is a big deal. We want to monitor that. And we want to look now at our first look, as Andrew pointed out, on GDP for the fourth quarter, and the number comes in on the light side, 2.3%. We're looking for something a bit over 2.5%, sequentially under the 3.1%, which was rather robust last quarter. 2.3 would be the smallest since the first quarter of 24 when it was at 1.6. If we look at consumption, a big jump here. This is a strong number, 4.2%. That's a full percent more than we were expecting. That's half a percent more than the rearview mirror at 3.7. 4.2 is the best since the first quarter of 23. That is something that's going to potentially push rates up a bit and argue against a slowing economy. On the price index, comes in on the light side. 2.2, we're expecting 2.5%. Now, even though it's better on an expectations level, it's still sequentially higher than the 1.9% in the rearview mirror. 2.2% equals the highest level of inflation in this regard since the second quarter of 24. And if we look at the core price index, that comes in at 2.5, exactly as expected. But once again, that's warmer than the rearview mirror at 2.2%. 2.5 would be the warmest, just like our last number there, since the second quarter of last year. So we want to pay second quarter of this 2024. Now, as we look at all the data, the market really has to divine a lot of information here. Many look at expectations on anything that measures inflation, and usually on the day of trade, based on positioning, that ends up being more important. But in the macro view, and this is why many have gotten the Fed wrong, if you take a step back and just look at the numbers for what they are, they're still running a bit on the hot side with respect to pricing, and we're seeing some good numbers on initial claims. Maybe we're starting to run out of gas on the superlative performance on continuing claims. And as I said, 4.5%. Well, we haven't closed below 4.5% since the 12th of December. And if you look at a two-year, closed at current levels, will be the lowest yield close since about the second week of December. And finally, it's 4.5% on a 10. It's 4.75% on a 30. We haven't closed below that since the 20th of December. Andrew, back to you.
So that's good news. That means yields are coming down here. Let me cancel this so it doesn't go any further there. Okay, so let's get over to what he was talking about. He basically, it's right through here. He was saying a lot of the data came in and it was better than expected, but it wasn't better than last time. Okay, so let's look at some of these. Continued jobless claims. Last reading, it was revised to 1.9 million people. Is it 1.85 now? So that came down. That's good news there. On the course PCE prices, we were 2.2 previously. They thought it was going to go to 2.5. It stayed right there at consensus, but it's still above where it was last time. And then here's the GDP stuff that's coming in right now. Last reading was 3.1. Expected to come in at 2.7, came in at 2.3. This is how productive our economy is. Then prices, last reading was 1.9. They were supposed to go up to 2.5. They only went up 2.2. So that's, again, it's better than expected, but it's higher than where we were. Then here's the shocking news. Pending home sales, they just got clobbered. Last reading, and they were up almost 2%. They were supposed to be flat. They were down 5%. So that's what we're seeing across the board right now. How are the indices moving right now on this data? Well, we have the MBS market basically doing nothing. Look at this. Let's look at a two-day chart. Right now, the market opened up. Up about 11, and now we're down. We're only up about 5. But let's look at a 2J chart to see where things are. Here's right where the Federal Reserve announced what they're going to do. And when these prices go down, rates go up. So you could see yesterday, right when the Fed announced they're not going to cut, you had all these banks right through here, just, basically yields just plummeted right through there. So yields went up or popped right there once the Federal Reserve announced what they're going to do. And then we rallied back because the data is coming in basically kind of, I'll say, on point to what the markets are expecting at this point. So that's the report for today. Let's get over to see how the indices are doing on the overall broad markets. We have the Dow Jones and the S&P up, NASDAQ down. Well, it's not really down. It's 14. Russell is up 30. We have the VIX back at 15. That is great news on the anxiety levels on Wall Street. Let's get over to see what oil is doing. It is up ticking once again, basically based on some tariff threats that we're seeing right through there. So this stuff will start to settle down a little bit as the tariffs and all the Trump agendas comes out. So the markets will understand it, but it's going to take a little time for that. So my name is Dan Frio. Here's my point here's my customer service point to you guys. Before you go out there and you look to buy your first house or maybe your first car or even your second or third or whatever, go to optoutprescreener.com. Because here's what happens is you can vouch for this and leave a comment down below. If you bought a car recently, when you went and get the financing, did you then walk out of there and you got 50 other phone calls from other lenders and you're like, how did they know? Same thing with mortgages. You know, what happens is these credit companies, they sell your data. Okay. If you want to have them stop selling your data, go to optoutprescreener.com. You'll scroll down to the bottom, down through there, and you'll just put in your information. That'll stop it from selling your data, and then you won't get all those calls. So let's get over to what I do, how I do things. My name is Dan Frio. Like I said, I work at a company that is the 10th largest mortgage servicer in the entire country. Okay, how does that benefit you? Well, it gives me a federal license and a lot of programs. Here's the unique piece. We're also a mortgage broker. We're set up with over 30 different companies, so I can offer you their programs and their rates. So our slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, if you have the ability to do this on your own, God bless you. Do it. If you know the mortgage industry and all you're concerned about is the lowest price in the market, well, go for it. But if you need help, basically from application to keys in your hand, we want to partner with you. So what's your first step? We can go right up there and hit the apply now button. We really don't want you to do that. How we'd rather interact with you is schedule a consultation with me, Alan, or David. You can do that right through there. You need to learn about us, and then we need to learn your story. So the other piece of this puzzle is you want to give us a call to jump in front of the line. You can do that as well. Just scroll down to the bottom of our website right through there. You're going to get our 800 number, which is 844-775-5626. Or if you have a question to ask me, please just email it to me at dan@theRateUpdate.com. Don't leave any questions down below. I really don't answer them down there. There are so many of them. If you have just a comment, go ahead and leave it down there. But if you want to reach out to me personally, just shoot me an email. Make sure you put in your name and phone number. I'll be reaching out to you to answer that question and maybe more that you have. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. And I hope you have a fantastic day. I'll see you back here at the closing bell. See you then. Bye-bye.